RDU 98.5. Welcome back to the show. It's been a very busy morning, so thank you to all my listeners. It's been a bit chaotic. I'm absolutely delighted to have in the studio right now, starstruck may even be the correct word, just having released his wonderful album, The Lovers. I have Macy in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm actually really good this morning.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
How are you?
I'm well. I'm very well.
Hell yeah.
And I'm very excited that you're here because I feel like, what's the way to put this? You're a bit of a man of the moment.
Am I?
Yeah. I mean, you've just released The Lovers, which I actually get to hold in front of me right now.
Hell yeah.
I feel like I've seen your face and posters everywhere. How has this whole experience been for you?
It's been, it's been really good and positive. It's like the most positive release I've had.
Good. Have you had bad releases? No.
Yeah. I know that's where my brain went to, but I just mean like it's just been such a long time and a lot of work, and I think it. I really do feel very proud of every aspect of it.
Yeah.
For the first time, I think.
Wow. Okay. Well, I mean, congratulations. You should be. It is a beautiful, beautiful album to listen to. Before we dive into it, it is a side A, side B situation. What kind of inspired that? Why did you want to go down that track?
It was because I think initially I wanted to like break it down a little bit for listeners because no one has time to, in this day and age, people just get...
That's so true.
You know?
Like, yeah.
And I thought it might be a bit bold putting out a whole album after only just becoming Macy. So I thought if I just... That was the initial reason, but then it also kind of made sense in hindsight. After the album was all written, I had all the story and everything in order of how I wanted it to be. It kind of goes in a chronological order of my time over the last 3 years. You know, my dad passing and my partner leaving, and then really rough, messy period up to like a little bit more reflection and growth by the end of the album. So side A is that reactive...
Right.
Side B is a little more...
yeah.
You know?
That was a great way to put it.
Okay.
First of all, thank you for sharing some of these experiences. I'm aware it can't be the easiest thing in the world. And I did read somewhere that kind of every song is virtually based on a situation or something that you've experienced.
Yeah.
It can't always be the easiest thing, sharing these experiences. So how do you kind of get to grips with that?
How did I get to grips with it? I just sort of had to go through it.
Yeah, right.
And initially, it was just a very reactive... I think I was looking to escape and numb everything without even realizing it. That was a lot, and then actually going to therapy. I got to therapy.
Oh, very good.
Which helped a lot. And I therapized through meeting these lovely people who I wrote a few of these songs with. You know, coming in a broken, sunken-eyed mess of a man, and then having one of my lovely friends sit with me, and then the song comes out through it. You know, and
wow,
then you reflect and you go, oh, that's what I was singing about.
And so it must be cathartic in a way then.
Yeah, really. It's the whole ethos around why I'm doing this, I think. I have to find a why. It is catharsis.
Thank you for kind of sharing those experiences with everyone. That's in of itself a big deal. But aside from that, it is also just musically a beautiful sounding product as well. Did you kind of know what direction you wanted to take that?
Before I'd met Ben, who executively produced all of that, I was putting out like singles and doing all this stuff. I didn't really know. I was a bit lost musically, I think. And then when I met him, I rediscovered. He helped me, I guess, rediscover. He was like, why are you doing that type of stuff? Like, I thought you always talk about the killers and the war on drugs and, you know, all this sort of stuff. And I was like, oh, yeah. He's like, so why don't we just make some music, you know, in that vein?
Hmm.
And as soon as we started doing that, I started to, I fell in love again, or fell in love even deeper with writing and music. And what was the question? Sorry, I just wanted to link it back.
No, you've actually articulated it very well there. So, yeah, I think you kind of, changed the direction you're taking it?
Yeah, and then and then Macy came around during that time as well.
Right,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, of course, there are some features on this album as well, from some very talented musicians across the country. I want to bring up Bexy.
Yeah, cool.
Mainly she's the one of them I've actually met. How was that working with like other musicians?
That's amazing.
Singers? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So me and Bexy are just really good mates.
Right. Okay.
We met 2021 on a writing camp to Palmy that we went on with the 5 AM crew.
Oh, right.
And we wrote Doesn't Really Matter during that writing trip. And it was like the second day meeting her, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. And then we were talking about my parents and how they stayed together for years and years, and her parents' divorce, you know, like different examples of love. And I think that's kind of what that song's about. Like,
yeah, right.
Everyone's got a different story to say, or a different method of loving. Mm. And in the end, it doesn't matter. You just have to figure out what works for you.
Oh, that's a really good point.
As long, you know, within reason, you know.
Yeah, right. Well, like, as someone who's perpetually single, I should probably take this advice.
Yeah, actually. take it on.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you're fine. Doesn't really matter.
Well, I totally forgot what I was going to ask you now.
Go.
I had a really good question. Oh, yes. Is Palmerston North conducive to, like, creative writing? Was it a great place to have a writing?
Well, where we were was like this big, it was like a big plot of land and a big house, like way out,
right.
Kind of like down the road from Palmy, I guess you'd call it, in the country.
Oh, that sounds like it'd be a great place to write.
So that was a great place to write, yeah. Mm. It's Palmy's funny, yeah. You do one lap of it and you're like, you blink and you're back where you were again.
Yeah, right.
It's so little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, small wee place.
Small wee place.
I do actually have another question.
Here
now,
go.
This is almost virtually nothing to do with your music. this top you're wearing, this like lacy number.
Yeah.
Where did you get that? I think it's great.
Thank you. My friend Rachel, who styled that shoot, she brought that along.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, or hang on. I think it actually is Bexy's from the Doesn't Really Matter shoot, and I brought it with me to that photo shoot because Bexy's now in London and she's left me with that shirt.
I mean, I should know that. But, yeah. Wow.
So that, I think it's Bexy's shirt, actually.
Well, thank you, Bexy.
Yeah.
I loved it. It was great.
Thank you.
Now, you are actually playing today.
Yes.
Here in that's kind of why you're here.
Oh, yeah.
Ototahi. we should probably address that, I guess. So you're playing this afternoon at JB Hi-Fi. Can anyone just go? Like, how does that work?
Anyone can go.
Cool,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
anyone. You just walk it. Like, you could go shopping while I'm playing.
Yeah, right.
You could.
Yeah. I mean, you could be great background music.
Exactly.
For, like, some vacuum shopping.
Well, me and we were thinking I could start following customers around if they weren't listening and just start singing behind them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think
and
it's a great
David
idea.
And then David could, like, pop an LP into their hand and be like, you know, buy it.
I think that's going to work for you.
I reckon I could sell at least two doing that.
And, hey, two's better than none,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Aim low. No, don't aim low. That's a terrible piece of
sorry,
advice.
Yeah, sorry, I'm going to sell them all.
There we go. And you've given me one, which is incredibly kind of
you. Oh, wait, we're going to invoice you.
Yeah, yeah, okay, that's fine. No invoice. You won't get it paid, but you're most welcome to. And it is absolutely beautiful to look at.
Yeah.
What was the inspiration here? I mean, it's very The Lovers type vibe, isn't it?
Well, the inspiration was, I was really obsessed with, like, Renaissance style paintings, like, you know when you look up in an old cathedral and you've got the clouds and all the angels and the gods fighting each other?
Mm.
That kind of, like...
It's amazing.
It's so pretty.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just thought it kind of like, if we could get something like that, that was not going to be something we had to pay for with licensing.
Yeah.
You know, I can't just use... You
gross.
Yeah, annoying. So anyway, Connor, my friend Connor Lambert, he dug that out of some old art book.
Wow.
And then scanned it. Connor. And then got his crayons or whatever it is. Is that pastels? Crayons. Got his pastels and like scribbled on it.
Let's go with crayons.
Crayons. He's four. God, he charges a lot. And he just uses pastels, and you know, we wanted to like fuck it up, kind of like mess it up. Take something beautiful, tarnish it a little bit, and I also love how she's looking a little bit like, oh yeah, and he's like, I love you, darling, and she's a little bit like, you know, like she's already found a new man.
Yeah, she's not like totally into it.
She's not. That's the expression it's giving, eh? Like, he's besotted and she's a little bit... And she's above him, too. She's placed above him. So it's like, he's the weaker one.
Is this representative of some of your experiences?
Or? I think so. It represents, like, the idea that holding on with an old-fashioned heart and then one person having to let go.
Mm.
Just the mess of it. And how hard it is.
Relationships. It is bloody rough, isn't it?
That is bloody rough.
Oh.
But anyway, I love it. Yeah.
Yeah, love the... Well, I mean, come on. You, with the way you sing, you must, you know, have a line of suitors.
No, no.
No?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll take your word for it.
Okay.
Now, you're actually doing something today that not many people get the opportunity to do, which is actually close the show out.
Oh. What does that mean?
Well, we've come to the end of my show.
Oh. Okay.
Now, we're going to play Who Really Gets What They Want, which is a song of yours.
It is, yes.
Surprise, surprise. Yeah, and so we're going to play that out. So what would your final message be to our audience?
Please buy my album. No.
Not with a shred of desperation all in there.
My final message to your listeners. Okay. Do I have to say goodbye and you've been listening to... Okay.
Should I do all that? Yeah, you can do the whole thing.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Thanks for listening with Liam and Macy here on RDU. I hope you have a wonderful afternoon and enjoy some of that sun. Now we're going to play my single off my debut album, Who Really Gets What They Want. Lots of love to you all.
Yeah, that was really good. That was really well done.
Thanks, man.
I don't need to say anything. Right, to the audience, see you tomorrow. And here is Who Really Gets What They Want. 4 p.m. is when you start.
Sorry, that's important. And I'm seeing me. Is there one JB Hi-Fi here? Is there many? Rickerton, JB Hi-Fi.
Yeah.
I'll be there from 4 o'clock playing some songs, and I can sign an LP or something if you buy one.
There we go.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you not go?
Yeah, come on.